Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the volatility that we've been experiencing milk prices and maybe suggestions as to what we might be able to do to level that out as producers. One of the interesting things about these cycles is the difference between the high point and the low point within a cycle is usually about 50% when we look at Class 1 prices. So obviously that creates some very significant cash flow problems on our dairy farms. And we do have some federal programs that will do that. Our dairy margin coverage program allows us to try to buy some coverage against sudden drops in milk prices. And it's based on levels of production that we have within our herd or how much we're actually shipping off the farm. And there are some limitations depending on size of farms as to what we might be able to buy in that program. But if you're in a tight margin situation, it's really important for you to protect yourself. That would be one way to do it. Keep in mind all of these processes that we use to try to protect our margin is not necessarily in an effort to guarantee the highest price. It's trying to guarantee the margin that we need to operate our business, and that's going to be different in different settings and different situations. So it's not necessarily one size fits all. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, urging our dairy farmers to consider how they might better protect their margin in the future by using the dairy margin coverage programs that are available.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.